Are you looking for more daily briefs or have an idea for a new one? Head over to podcastai.com/daily-brief for more. Is Meta about to redefine the AI landscape with its latest Llama 4 models? Welcome to the AI News Daily Brief, your go-to for the latest AI updates. Today is Monday, April 7th, 2025. Here's what you need to know about Meta's groundbreaking advancements in AI with their newly launched Llama 4 models. Let's dive in. Imagine trying to teach a child with access to a library that's twice as large as before. That's the leap Meta's making with its Llama 4 models, which have significantly more parameters than their predecessors. Meta has just launched four new models: Llama 4 Scout, Llama 4 Maverick, Llama 4 Behemoth, and Llama 4 Reasoning. Each of these models brings something unique to the table, promising better performance across the board. Llama 4 Scout, for instance, is designed to be the fastest small model available, running efficiently on a single graphics processing unit. With 17 billion parameters and 16 experts, it optimizes responses based on query nature, making it a cost-effective solution for developers. Maverick, also boasting 17 billion parameters, uses 128 experts to enhance efficiency, reducing costs and latency by activating only a subset of parameters per query. Then there's the Llama 4 Behemoth, which is a real game changer. With over 2 trillion parameters, it's the largest system of its kind, designed to process queries with advanced learning and inference capabilities. Although Meta hasn't shared much about Llama 4 Reasoning yet, the anticipation is building around what it might offer. So why does this matter? Well, these models aren't just about having more parameters. They're designed to ask more nuanced questions and provide more context-rich responses. Think about how Google Search uses over 200 ranking signals for each query. Now imagine a system with billions of parameters doing the same thing. It's a quantum leap in AI capability. Meta's also introduced a new element called experts within Llama 4. These are systematic controls that determine which parameters are applied to each query, maintaining accuracy while reducing compute time. This means that even projects with less powerful systems can leverage Meta's advanced models. Meta's resource capacity is another factor that sets them apart. They're currently running approximately 350,000 NVIDIA H100 chips for AI projects, with plans to expand. This dwarfs the capacity of competitors like OpenAI and xAI, who operate around 200,000 H100 chips each. Meta's Behemoth model is poised to outperform others in terms of computational power and efficiency. Interestingly, Meta is open sourcing these models, allowing third-party developers to build new AI models. This move could make Meta the backbone of many AI projects as developers start to rely on the Llama models for their own innovations. Already, platforms like LinkedIn and Pinterest are integrating these models, potentially making Meta the leader in AI development. For everyday users, the most noticeable changes will be in Meta's own apps, like Facebook, WhatsApp, and Instagram. The integration of Llama 4 models means smarter chatbots, improved ad targeting, and more accurate image generations. The everyday experience on these platforms is about to get a lot more intelligent, thanks to the enhanced logical parameters of Llama 4. Did you ever imagine a collaboration between the brains behind the iPhone and the mind-steering OpenAI? Well, it seems we're on the brink of such a partnership. OpenAI has reportedly been in talks to acquire a new artificial intelligence device startup founded by Joni Ive and Sam Altman. Now that's a duo you don't see every day. Picture this: Joni Ive, the legendary design guru who crafted the sleek and iconic look of Apple's devices, teaming up with Sam Altman, the driving force behind OpenAI's groundbreaking advancements. Together, they've launched a startup focused on creating innovative AI-driven devices. And it seems OpenAI might just be the perfect home for their visionary project. So, why does this potential acquisition matter? It's not just about adding another company to OpenAI's portfolio. This is about merging design brilliance with cutting-edge AI technology. Imagine devices that aren't just smart, but are also beautifully designed, seamlessly integrating into our daily lives in ways we haven't even imagined yet. Jony Ive's design prowess is legendary. His work at Apple set a new standard for how technology should look and feel. Bringing that level of design into AI devices could redefine user experience, making AI not only more functional, but also more appealing and intuitive. And let's not forget Sam Altman's role in this. As the former president of Y Combinator and the CEO of OpenAI, he's been at the forefront of AI innovation. His vision for AI is transformative, aiming to create technology that benefits all of humanity. By potentially acquiring this startup, OpenAI could leapfrog into a new era of AI devices that are both revolutionary and accessible. Now, while details of the acquisition are still under wraps, the buzz around this possible merger is palpable. It's a thrilling prospect to think about what these brilliant minds could achieve together. With Jony Ive's design expertise and Sam Altman's AI acumen, we're looking at the possibility of a new wave of AI devices that could change how we interact with technology on a fundamental level. So, as we wait for more details to emerge, one thing's for sure: the potential joining of forces between Jony Ive's design legacy and OpenAI's technological prowess is something to keep an eye on. It's a story of innovation, collaboration, and the endless possibilities when design and technology unite. Are you looking for more daily briefs or have an idea for a new one? Head over to podcastai.com/daily-brief for more. Did you know that video contains nearly 80% of the world's data? Yet much of it remains a mystery, unsearchable, and underutilized. That's the challenge 12 Labs is tackling head-on with its AI-driven video analysis tools. And now, they're taking it a step further by partnering with Amazon Web Services to bring these tools to Amazon Bedrock. Imagine having a treasure trove of video content at your fingertips, but lacking the means to fully explore it. That's where 12 Labs comes in. They've developed sophisticated models that can dive deep into video content, making it searchable and analyzable. With their Marengo and Pegasus Foundation models, companies in the media and entertainment industry can unlock the full potential of their video libraries. So, why is this important? Well, by integrating 12 Labs tools with Amazon Bedrock, enterprises can now seamlessly incorporate video analysis into their existing infrastructure without needing a PhD in computer science. This opens up new possibilities, like efficiently managing dailies in film production or archiving TV show episodes with precision. According to Jay Lee, the co-founder and chief executive officer of 12 Labs, this collaboration means empowering more businesses to understand their video content on a deeper level. It's about turning unsearchable moments into valuable insights that can drive decisions and strategies. Samira Panabakhtiar, the general manager of media and entertainment at Amazon Web Services, added that this partnership is all about making sense of every video moment. By enabling businesses to search, categorize, and extract insights from their video libraries, they're unlocking value that was previously out of reach without significant technical expertise. In simpler terms, this collaboration is like giving businesses a new pair of glasses to see their video content more clearly. It's not just about technology. It's about transforming how companies interact with their own data, creating new opportunities for innovation and efficiency. The artificial intelligence race is heating up, and it's not just an American story anymore. According to a new report from Stanford University's Institute for Human-Centered AI, the competition is going global, with China emerging as a formidable player. Let's explore how this shift is reshaping the AI landscape. Picture this. In 2022, only two United States companies, OpenAI and Google, were leading the charge in cutting-edge AI. Fast forward to today, and it's a much different scene. The Stanford report highlights that the AI race is no longer dominated by just a few players. Companies from around the world are joining the fray, and China, in particular, is closing in on the United States. This change matters because it democratizes the development of AI. It's no longer confined to a handful of companies in Silicon Valley. Vanessa Parley, director of research at the Institute, points out that Chinese models are now catching up to their American counterparts in terms of performance. This is a big deal, as it shows the technological prowess spreading globally. One of the standout players in this global race is China's DeepSeek. Their latest model, R1, has sent ripples through the United States tech industry. Despite the United States government's efforts to limit China's access to advanced computer chips, DeepSeek has managed to build a model that rivals those of American giants. It's a testament to the ingenuity and determination driving AI development worldwide. The report also highlights the growing trend of open-weight models, which are available for anyone to modify and use. Meta has been a pioneer in this area with its Llama models, and now we see companies like DeepSeek and Francis Mistral following suit. This trend is narrowing the gap between open and closed models, making advanced AI technology more accessible. Another intriguing point from the report is the efficiency gains in AI. Hardware has become 40% more efficient in just the past year, reducing costs and making it possible to run powerful models on personal devices. This efficiency is spurring innovation and making AI more integrated into our everyday lives. All this progress, however, comes with challenges. The report notes that we're approaching a time when the supply of internet training data might run out, potentially between 2026 and 2032. This means synthetic data could become a crucial part of AI's future as developers look to new ways to feed their models. So, what's the takeaway here? The AI industry is evolving rapidly, with new players entering the scene and existing ones pushing the boundaries of what's possible. This global competition is driving innovation and efficiency, creating a more dynamic and inclusive AI landscape. It's an exciting time to be following the developments in this field. That's it for today's AI News Daily Brief. From Meta's groundbreaking Llama 4 models to the global expansion of AI with China closing in, the race is getting more exciting than ever. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated. This is Michelle, signing off. Until next time.